Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah.
Everybody, live, live, live. This is Under the Mat Radio. This is your host, Tech, here with the crew of UTMR. We are coming on tonight, a half an hour later, and to take care of some business for UTMR that we will discuss later on tonight, or we will discuss next week. This is your host, Tech. I'm here right now with, of course, our great local correspondent, hailing from White Marsh. I'm just joking. Hailing from Prairie Hall, Maryland. Ever since your queen, how you feeling?
I'm good. Still trying to figure out the mystery of who bit Beyonce.
Wait, did you say somebody bit Beyonce?
Yes, yeah, someone bit Beyonce in her face at Oscar party. Yeah, it's all over the TV. Tiffany Haddish, you know, she's been coming out saying that she was going to beat somebody's ass, that, you know, that whoever was messing with Beyonce, and it's an unnamed actress. Now Chrissy Teigen is on it, saying she thinks she knows who did it. People are coming out saying Sanaa Lathan did it, but we don't actually know who it was. And what happened was she bit Beyonce in the face. And then when Tiffany said she wanted to beat her ass, Beyonce told her no. The girl is just, you know, she's on drugs. She's not drunk, but she's on drugs. So we don't know who it is. It's a bit of a mystery. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we got Hannah from Baltimore, Maryland, our social media manager, the Salty One Saltine. How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm doing something for all this weird stuff about the Beehive, Beyonce. My God, it's so controversial when it's always Beyonce. My goodness. These feelings. Okay.
Salty, do you know who bit Beyonce's face? You know, that's like the Illuminati queen right there. You can't mess with her.
Man, probably a damn mosquito. That's what probably bit her. That's what probably better suck the damn blood out of her. We know some vampires, though. We do know a vampire who sucked blood in.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We actually do. Yes, we do.
I mean, they're already irritated, you know, with us. They like saving time's ending, you know, that days, you know, the days are longer, the nights are shorter. So, you know, time for the vampires, they really don't have much time to really hang out and do what they do. So I'm sure they hate the spring and summertime. Shorter nights, longer days.
Well, apparently the vampire we do know is going at it on Facebook with the Viking. So, yeah, it's a lot going on there.
There's a lot of people, you know, suspects, maybe we can say probably bit Beyonce, maybe Solange, where she been at. Haven't seen her since that, not Daddy, Daddy's Day Camp. What's that movie? Meet the Johnsons, with the Johnsons, whatever it was, with such an entertainer. You know, she popped up Jay-Z in the face of the elevator.
Yeah.
I mean, what about the other ones?
She would buy
Luckett?
Her own sister.
We never know.
Yeah.
Sibling wars. We see it all the
time.
Well,
I don't think she's going to invite Destiny Child members to her party. They had a bad fallout, so I don't think that's going to happen.
That's even more the reason. Maybe they just snuck on in, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know that LaToya and the other ones was the I call them Destiny's children. You know, the original team before Kelly and, you know, what's the other one? Michelle.
No, actually, Michelle was the one that came in after the other two left.
Kelly was part of the original.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been Daddy Beyonce.
Yep.
Could have been Daddy Knows with that mustache. You never know. So many people.
Yeah. Well, we will never
all
know.
The
Chrissy
that...
Teigen believes that she's the only one to know who did it. So, who's to say?
Question real quick. For those of you that don't know, Tiffany Haddish, a famous female comedian, best known for her work in Def Comedy Jam back in the 90s, if anybody, you know, for those of you that's listening that's old enough to remember this, for the younger fans, you probably have to Google her. She's known for the phrase, she's ready. I mean, a lot of people knew her face, they just didn't know her name. I knew her face, I forgot her name, and it seemed like, I don't know, she just blew up, kind of like DJ Kylie, just out the blue. She's in everything, commercials, she's in movies, commercials, she's, you know, she's hosting shows, she's, Tiffany Haddish is about to play in a movie scene, I don't know, if it's a movie or a TV series, I think it's a movie, but anyway, I'm proud of her. Beautiful black sister, she's doing her thing. I'm glad that she's doing it, you know, she's doing well. So, hey, we'll all find out who bets
soon enough.
Beyonce knows. I'm sorry, well, probably it's still Beyonce knows or Beyonce Carter, you know, since she's Jay-Z's wife.
Well, apparently, it's the same person that bit Beyonce is the same person that Tiffany brought out the first time in her interview on TV One called, I forgot the name of the show, where the famous people come on and tell their stories and everything. But she said it was I believe it's the same actress that Beyonce caught the chick filling up on Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z, you're behind and been in trouble before. We don't know what's going on with you. You need to get your crap together, man. Stop playing around with the Queen Bee. You know she don't play. So, take heed to that, brother. That's all I'm saying.
Could have been a lot of people who tried to take a chunk out of Beyonce's face. I'm sure it's probably pictures or... I had no
could've
idea
been
about
Braun
it. Could have
been
Yeah, could have been Ron Stone, you never know.
Yeah.
Could have been one of the walkers from The Walking Dead.
Lord have mercy.
Could have been Blade.
Yeah, could have been.
True that.
Yeah.
Could have been
one of that vampire. Could have been the vampire from Vampire in Brooklyn. Vampire in
Eddie Murphy.
Interview with a Vampire. Could have been Kendrick. We don't know.
Oh, that movie. Yeah, could have been Kendrick Lamar. Could have been. Blessing
could have been
blood.
Killmonger.
Yeah.
Killmonger. Hey, on.
Could have been. Killmonger. Hey, it could have been the Queen of the Damned. You don't know. Could have been Aaliyah.
Yeah, I know Beyonce got a lot of enemies. Definitely has a lot of enemies. I don't know. She was feeding with. I don't catch up. I don't keep up with that gossip music stuff. I got buddies, good successful other radio hosts. That follow up on that. I just get news from them.
I can't help it because it comes across
Katie
my Price, screen.
Not Carrie Hilson. Could have been Carrie. It was a Carrie Hilson. Didn't they have a feud? Her and Beyonce and somebody else tried to speak against Beyonce a year or two ago. This is another thing. Anyway, regardless of what happens with her, I'm sure her face will be okay. She got enough money getting it fixed up, plastic surgery, whatever. Heck, could have been Blue Ivy or Ivy Blue, whatever her daughter name is. Who knows?
Blue Ivy.
So, yeah, Blue Ivy. I don't know why celebrities, I don't know, they name these kids some of the weird. Now, I know us in the black community, I know we're known stereotypically to name, you know, kids the ghetto name, Shawanda and Chiquita and Lil Boo Boo and Lil Man and Shaniqua and, you know, the ghetto names. You know,
Shaniqua. Not Shaniqua, it's Shaniqua.
Hey, it's a Shaniqua too.
Shaniqua.
No, no, it is somebody named Shaniqua.
I ain't never heard of that one.
Oh, I've seen it.
I ain't never heard of that one.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay.
You work at a college for 10 years. Seen a bunch of college applications.
Oh, you know what? I can't blame you for that, because when I was working for the state and going through people's voting registration stuff, it came, some weird names came across my desk. So I believe you.
Everybody got to add a hyphen or accent mark. Everybody got to add a hyphen or accent mark. So like, you won't even need it. But celebrities, they had kids, they naming them all these crazy names, but to each his own. Tonight's title is named Rousey.
Don't
Bitter.
Forget about our other person. We got another person online. Forget about DR. Yes.
No,
DR.
DR may not be making it tonight. Yeah, he might.
Oh,
if he does,
okay.
They want DR to take care of some other commitments. So, DR, I have no idea.
Okay, so it's just me, you, and Salt. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Me, you, and Salt right
That's
now.
That's all good.
Well,
yeah.
Tonight's
all right,
title is Rousey Bitter Towards Time While Wendy's Gets Bronze Hands. Definitely makes sense. A lot of things we'll be talking about tonight. With the title, we'll be discussing Ronda Rousey, of course, former UFC champion, getting, as we say, in her feeling some type of way when Mike Golick asked her about her time fighting in the octagon. We'll be discussing Braun Strowman. Erica covered that, getting mad at Wendy for running out of chicken and not having enough chicken. Also, one of the things we did was, since WrestleMania is next weekend, we went ahead and Tof came with the idea of talking about our WrestleMania lineup. How would we book each WrestleMania card? Booking, for those of you watching, may not understand, a booker is the person in wrestling for all the promotion that actually does the lineup of matches and actually sets the matches up, who wins, who loses. And also, it's a certain format of what match goes on from the opening match to the main event. And yes, this is a strategy. This isn't something that you just throw matches together. So one of the things that we're doing is tonight we're going to give you our WrestleMania lineup and tell you what matches we will put on what place of the card, what match we will have main event, and why. Also, we have the Bleach Report coming back tonight. Can't wait for that. It's at the top of the hour, 8 p.m. Get a chance. We'll also be talking about WrestleMania's worst main events and other news in the world of wrestling, pop culture, UFC, TV movies, and what have you. If anybody listening want to call in and talk about these topics, if you want to talk about Wendy's, their chicken nuggets, why their price is so darn high, the 4 for $4, what happened to Wendy's fried chicken, any other restaurant questions, fast food, or what have you, call in at 347-677-1862. That is 347-677-1862. If you're shy, don't want to talk, or want anybody to hear your voice on Radio Land, you can always tweet us on the show at the official Under the Mat Radio Twitter page. And our Twitter handle is @tech_UTMR. If you don't want to tweet the page, and you want to tweet specifically to your favorite staff member, Danfors, it's your queen and Saltine. Go ahead and give me your handle.
Queen.
You can reach me on Twitter at Butterfly206. That's BUTTAFLI206.
All right, and you can follow me on Twitter. I say at Twitter, but hey, at Twitter, at Saltine underscore MMEH.
Yes, and of course, Toph, follow him on Twitter at Toph Knows Best. Now, Toph will be joining us momentarily. XO, I don't know XO's Twitter handle by heart, sorry, but I'm sure XO will let us know. Same way with DR. Was there
exoskeleton. It's exoskeleton. I'm not sure if he has an underscore in there somewhere, but it's exoskeleton. If you don't know how to spell it, Google it.
I'm not even going to try.
Yeah. And Toph
knows
best. Yep.
Yeah, we do know that. And don't forget.
And then we got
tell them about
DR at I think it's MC Brains, I believe.
Yes.
DR. Yeah.
Yes, okay. It is. Saltine, tell them real quick about our YouTube page, Facebook page, and Instagram.
Well, you can follow us on YouTube at Under the Mat Radio. You can follow us on Instagram on Under the Mat Radio. And you can follow us on Facebook at Under the Mat Radio / Under the Mat Communications LLC. Click the like. Please, we need them blues lighting up. Please, we need them flashing. We need them be smoke screens. Like our page.
Thank you for that. Don't forget, when you subscribe to our channel on YouTube, please click on the bell twice. Click on it twice. Reason why, you click on it once, click on it again to see the little ding. So, when you get, you'll get notified for all of our upcoming content. We have a lot of content coming up very soon. I have been working very hard off air, off the camera, off the radio, behind the scenes with Oscar from Men on a Mission. A lot of projects coming up. Maine is coming up. We'll be there next week. A lot of other things coming up. Rhode Island Fan Fest is coming back this year. We'll be going to that. SummerSlam is in Brooklyn this year. There's a lot of things coming up. Some things I'm working on I can't talk about publicly yet. We have a lot of content coming up. Under the Tongue, we'll be returning some upcoming interviews with some huge guests. We'll be coming in the forefront. So please stay tuned. Please click on that bell so you can hear it ding. That way you'll get notified on your, whether it be your desktop, laptop, tablet, iPad, mobile device, whatever it is you have, you'll get notified. It will say, Under the Mat Radio has just uploaded a new video, so you won't be behind. But the good thing is, if you are behind, you can always catch up. Do you want to say real quick shout out to you? Very special people here locally, the Maryland Pop community, the MPC. Love you guys very much. Myself and Saltine, well, we was all taking care of some other personal business. Me and Saltine went to the Maryland Pop Meet at Bill Bateman's here in Maryland. Great place, great people. Shout out to Ace, shout out to Murray, Ellen, so many names. I know guys listening. That's not here locally. You may not know these people, but good to be a part of the family. Great event. Have a lot of great things in store for the pop community. And not just here in Maryland, but all over. Everybody that collects the Funko Pop figures or other figures that are similar. So always a great time. Give it a good work, guys. We do a lot of charity work at Tea for Toys for Tots, the Maryland Food Drive, and also with homeless shelters in the area. So just want to give a quick shout out to you, the MPC. Love you guys so much. Keep doing a great thing. And can't wait to see you guys in May. On a somber note, we do want to give our condolences to another radio personality. Before I even started Under the Mat Radio about 5 years ago, I used to listen to his show. He still was on air. Cellar Monster. Otherwise known as Jason Solomon, unfortunately lost his mother yesterday. His mother passed away. I did speak with him yesterday, me and Toph, and you know, he did say it was okay if I gave him a shout out. So I just wanted to say, Solomon Monster, Jason brother, we do send our condolences to you and your family. Myself personally, I definitely know how you feel, losing your mom. As they went on, I lost my mom last year. So it is tough. So I just want to say we're praying for you. Keep up the great work on your show. Take as much time as you need to grieve, and, you know, you need anything, we got you. So we want to send our condolences to him. To Jason, he does send our thank yous for that. Toph to set up, too. I definitely want to keep Toph. So like everybody said, I'm a little issue personally today. Keep Toph in prayer. He just literally just sent me a text. He may not be calling in due to some something that came up personally. But Toph is safe. His family is safe. Some things came up as well, and with DR. On another note, we do want to send our in memoriam to someone very influential in the black culture in our history, Linda Brown. You may not know the name Linda Brown, but I'm pretty sure you all have heard of Brown versus Board of Education. We've all in school have had to do some type of paper, essay, presentation on this.
We actually did a play on it.
Play.
Brown versus Board of Education. Yep.
So, yeah, somebody, everyone listening, regardless of what state you're in, we all done had to do a play, an essay, a presentation, a research paper. We had to do something to this very monumental, significant case, very significant time in our history. Linda Brown, who, of course, was behind Brown versus Board of Education, passed away yesterday at the age of 75. The Brown Board of Education, if you're not familiar, you can always Google it or go to the library, look it up in the encyclopedia. It was very influential. It was in Topeka. It lasted from December 9th, 1952, ended May 17th, 1957. The reason why it was very important to help integrate and declare the state laws of establishing separate public schools for black and white students to be unconstitutional. Very influential in our black history. Not just black history, but history in general. So we want to send our condolences to Linda Brown. Not sure how she passed away. You know, I know a fan just sent me. Actually, I was a little late. I didn't get the news till this morning of her passing away. Not sure exactly the cause. Not sure she's sick. You get a chance, anybody listening live or even listening in the archive, just Google Linda Brown. Anybody just do that research on how important this was for us. And, of course, you have a lot of other important cases. Of course, Plessy versus Ferguson, of course, Marbury versus Madison, a lot of famous cases in the world today and just in history. Dred Scott versus Stanford, if you remember that, ever since your queen. Roe versus Wade. I was pretty good in school when it came to those topics. Want to give a shout out to MySpace.com. Good Lord, MySpace looks totally different now. I went on MySpace right before.
You said that she was 75?
Yeah, that's what
you
I got the article I was saying.
Okay.
75.
Okay. I'm looking it up, but they do not have how she passed away. Yeah, not a cause just yet. I'm still looking at each topic going down, so while you're going through everything, if I find it, I'll let you know.
Thanks. Yeah, when I tried to look it up earlier and check around, you didn't see a cause, but 75, a good life. I don't want to say really young, but it's still relatively young. But she served her purpose here in life. She was very influential, and we are very much proud of her. I was gonna say, guys, you remember 5, 6, 7 years ago, MySpace was as my mom used to say, the joint. MySpace was the site before Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Used to be not Snapchat. What was the one with the pictures? Not Snapchat. The one that's dead now, Vine. which is dead.
Okay.
MySpace was the site. I went on MySpace earlier, signed up for the show, and I was like, "What the, in the world is this?" It's like it looks like the Leaper. If anybody's familiar with Leaper, one of those news sites, this is exactly how MySpace looks. It got pictures of current articles. There's a picture of Serena and her baby. Totally different than what it used to be. Totally different. So just thought I'd mention that. I overheard an older couple talking about, you know, you got to love the older and the elders of the world, you know, older people talk about technology, and someone said, yeah, you know, kids be on that Twitter and that MySpace and that Facebook. No one's on Facebook. No one's on MySpace anymore, ma'am. I just listened and just laughed. I didn't get into it. You know, they're not up to date. But anytime they keep saying that MySpace or the Facebook, you pretty much know how in touch they are with technology. But on further note, with everything, Shalinda Brown.
Yeah, I can't find anything tech.
Yeah, it doesn't say. Yeah, but anyway, moving on because of time. Saltine, you said Braun Strowman was mad at Wendy's for not having
that enough chicken. That is correct. I was reading the article and I thought it was real funny because guess who sent it? You're going to laugh. Weinberg sent it to me. My boy Andy Weinberg, shout out to him. He sent me the article about Braun Strowman getting mad about the shortage of chicken at Wendy's, and they was filming Ride Along. You know the show on WWE Network, everyone. You know it, Tech, and you know it, Afro. So they went to Wendy's, and Braun Strowman was pissed off because they didn't have a lot of chicken going on. He was like, what the hell is going on? And what happened was Wendy's tweeted him is like, we don't want him to come go crazy and flip over the whole building for chicken. So I blame him. I don't blame him. This was a travesty. Just like Popeyes didn't have no chicken where I was at McDonald's, and with Weinberg, where he was at, they didn't have no chicken off Natural Fried Chicken Day, and Natural Fried Chicken Day is coming up in April. You know, this is a travesty, man. You gotta get
yeah,
this chicken
y'all,
right.
Y'all restaurants better get it together before
yeah,
y'all
we're
before
coming
come
for
up
you.
In.
We're coming for you.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, you don't want to be in the lineup now.
You're doing good. No, wait a minute. In England, no, they didn't have no gravy. They had a shortage of gravy.
I believe they didn't have no shortage of gravy.
Yes.
You say England had a shortage of gravy.
Yes. In KFC, at KFC. I'm serious. I was like, what the heck?
Oh my God. And
I'm
you
sorry,
know what?
I...
Let me tell KFC, all you got to do is put a little oil in the pan, put some flour, salt, pepper, then add your water after the flour browns, and there's your gravy. It's simple as that. Y'all get your stuff together, man. I'm serious.
Get your stuff together. Lord have mercy. I gotta have gravy on my mashed potatoes. I can't be eating all this plain potatoes with nothing on it. I'm sorry. I gotta have some gravy.
I can't do gravy on my mashed potatoes.
Cream.
I can put it on my rice, though.
You know what? That is not bad. Yeah, gravy on rice, not bad at all.
Yeah,
you're talking about
the
river rice or
jasmine rice? No, it's regular white rice. I can't put gravy on mashed potatoes that don't taste right to me. So I just put a lot of butter, salt, and pepper on my mashed potatoes, and I'm good to go.
I used to put sugar on top of my rice, the river rice, the sticky rice. My grandfather used to love that, so I used to put sugar on top of my rice and butter. It's pretty good.
Yeah, sit
no,
there and rice pudding.
I prefer, yeah, sticky rice is good. I mean, I like gravy with rice. You tell you the truth, that tastes really good.
Yeah, what's the fried
KFC.
Chicken?
Yeah,
fried
chicken. Yep.
Yep, there you go. And some
yep,
biscuits.
It's good. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hey.
What about Mama Salt?
Mama Salt, she like that. She like that stuff too. She more into the South stuff. She more into the biscuits, the gravy. But no, her favorite thing is grits. I think her favorite thing is grits and what's that nasty stuff that's be in Delaware and we always get.
Wait a minute now, grits ain't nasty now, Saltine.
No,
grits ain't nasty, baby.
Not grits. Not grits. No. Scrapple. Scrap was disgusting. I hate
Scrapple. Wait a minute, brother. Scrapple is amazing. Scrapple, Scrapple.
He about to get these hands, ain't he?
Oh, God.
Get these hands.
I hate Scrapple.
Did Salty say he's against Scrapple?
I hate it. The taste of it.
No.
The taste
of
it.
Oh, my God.
Eat it.
Maybe somebody ain't fixing it right for you.
I don't know. I might have
fixing it right for you, man.
I might have to go to a show me. I have to go to a show me.
No, no, no.
Scott Steinman get pissed off
at me. No, you don't. No, you don't. You come to my house. We can have a breakfast, you know, thing with the crew, and we can fix you some Scrapple.
Oh.
Well, I can fix you some Scrapple with some grits, biscuits. You know, somebody ain't fixing the Scrapple right for you, brother. Yeah,
it is.
I don't know. Something like that. Somebody ain't fixing it right for you or something.
Yeah, something right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have it cooked right, man.
This and Scrapple, man.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, I eat anything. You know, I like to try anything new. I mean, people have different styles of cooking, so, hey. I'm for it, as always.
Yeah, and me being from Georgia, man, I can cook you up some good behind Scrapple, for real. Yeah. Uh-oh. No, somebody ain't cooking it right for you, dude. Yeah,
yeah, that's
down
probably
south,
it.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a southern chick. Got to cook you in southern breakfast, baby.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm ever since your queen. I love Scrapple. They wrap a Scrapple, put it on a biscuit. Put some syrup on it. This is good stuff, man. My aunt used to, my late aunt Sylvia.
I like mine toast with fried egg, or sometimes I'll just do just the Scrapple on toast with butter and jelly, and I'm good to go. You know? But with grits, man, you don't know what you're missing, Salt, for real.
The grits is great.
They ain't cooking it right for you, man.
Do you eat chitlins, Saltine?
No, I hate chitlins. Ugh. Chitlins is, ugh. I can't stand
dude,
them.
Why?
I can't stand the smell of it.
How do you eat them? How have you eaten? Okay, the smell of it? Okay. But how
yeah, the smell
is
it
served to you? Because when I eat chitlins, I like to have greens and sweet potatoes with mine. And it's good to go. Put some hot sauce on it.
Yeah, I had green beans before with it, though. And what was it? And mashed potatoes? That's the last time I had it. And, you know, the taste was like.
Oh, see, no, that's the wrong potatoes, man. You got to have sweet potatoes. The mashed potatoes don't go good with chitlins, man.
Yeah,
sweet potatoes.
Yeah,
probably right.
Man, see, he gotta have a southern woman cooking for him, man. I don't know who the hell he be going to.
I don't know. These restaurants travel
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, you going to the wrong restaurant, man. You know what? The best restaurant for you, you should have gone to, is the one on Pennsylvania Avenue, T&M Restaurant. Man, they made the best chitlin greens and sweet potato combo.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, when I was working for the church around there, that's where I used to go to get my lunch.
Oh,
when I had a taste of chitlins, man, they're sitting up there stinking up the whole church, but hey, I had to get it.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's
up.
Mmm, that sounds yummy.
Nothing wrong with Scrapple, brother.
Yeah,
nope,
hey, I'll try something different. Okay, I take y'all word for it.
So on
I know you sent to us text about Shane being hospitalized. I do have a reason
why. You can talk about it after.
Oh, man.
God, I had the reason why, but you can talk about that for a little bit.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. I know it has something to do. He had a hernia, and he had the same thing that Brock Lesnar had that caused him to retire from UFC. It starts with a D, dysphoria or something like that. It was a strange name. But we don't know if his match with his match with Daniel Bryan against KO and Zayn is going to happen, because he had to stay in the Caribbean. I think that's where he was for a couple of weeks. So we don't know, and he has to take a whole bunch of real strong antibiotics. So I really don't know how that's going to work and if that match is going to happen. And I believe that KO and Zayn is seriously going to end up getting it, because they done been in trouble before, and I mean for real, and for what they did to Shane and Daniel, man, they just, something is seriously wrong with them two.
Now, do you know
that, so y'all let me
Brock
know.
Brock Lesnar almost lost his life with diverticulitis when he had a couple years ago. He almost died having it, so it's very serious.
Yeah.
So, now here's the thing. This is what some people are saying, that this could be a part of the storyline. Just another way
but
of getting.
When I read it, they said it's not. It's real. I don't know if they're going to add that to the storyline, but what he's going through is real. So it's no setup. It's no storyline. It's real. So you can't count that out as being a storyline for WWE. That's not cool. It really isn't. So,
originally they were, what I was saying is, some people was thinking it was storyline. However, like I said, it is legit. He is not only from having diverticulitis, he also dealt with a hernia. Now, he got the hernia.
Yeah, that's what I was talking
about. Right. But at the end of the day, I believe Shane McMahon is going to be okay. It is something. That's you can't play with that. That is not anything to play with. Love or hate Brock, ever since the Queen or some others.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy, for real.
I know that.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but I was saying it to be funny, but on a funny note, realistically, regardless if you're a fan or not, anybody like Brock Lesnar, who is a legitimate beast, who's a superior athlete, you know, multiple time former WWE champion, NCAA champion, UFC champion. That's a big boy. I've seen Brock in person. And for something like that to almost kill you or take you out, that's
right.
Crazy. Actually, you remember a few years ago, I believe this was, I don't know the exact year, but a few years ago, I think this was right before he came back to WWE, or was in between when he came back
was.
In 2012, and then he kind of left and came back again. That's one of the reasons why he said he left. He lost his UFC fight because he was battling with it and didn't know. Chris Featherstone, a Pancakes of Power Slams, his favorite wrestler, Jinder Mahal, Jinder Juice is coming out. And I know Featherstone
no
is going to get
cares.
Me because Featherstone can't stand Jinder Mahal. But
that,
I will say Chris
I'm
Featherstone.
I'm right with you, Featherstone. I can't stand him either. So you ain't
Featherstone
on your own with
a,
that one.
He does a very very good impersonation of Jinder Mahal when he talks, which he's talking now and it sounds horrible. On to
so now Jinder got this got this. He got a new tag partner now, cause one of his peoples is his bitch boy, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah, it tore his ACL.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, if
so
if
now
anybody
Rusev
didn't know,
is coming out now. No, it's
yeah, if anybody
kid,
didn't know,
Jaden Kidd.
Yeah, if anybody didn't know, why Jinder Mahal only is coming out with one of the Singh brothers, which we call the Jinder Kids. I forgot his name.
And he has a neck brace, an arm brace on. That's what
yeah.
I was talking about. So now he got reached up as a
partner. While we talk about Ronda Rousey, I want to go to talk about Raw very quickly. Essence your queen in the Saltine. Tell me your thoughts of Ronda Rousey so far in WWE and how they're using her. Saltine and then Essence your queen.
Okay. What can I say? Afro, you know me. I try to watch Raw, but you know I try to like do it for the fans. But Ronda Rousey is kind of like a doll. She's very dull. Like I remember like. What was it? Off the air, she attacked, what was her name? Oh, my gosh. What's her name? Dana Brooks. And it was just so bad. And it's like, when she on promo, when she doing her mic work, it just don't feel legit. It's not realistic.
It don't.
You know what I mean?
It don't.
And, yeah, and, like, she's basically, like, not unlike a kid. Like, okay, you're supposed to be cutting the promo. This is a serious moment. Don't be laughing and giggling and stuff. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, get a good promo, girl. What? You got to be serious about it. You just coming in. Come on. Prove yourself. Like, it just disappointed to me. I thought she was going to be a serious threat, but it just seemed like she's just not there in her mind yet. What you think, Afro?
I agree with you, Salt. I'm hoping by next week, she would step up when she gets in the ring with Stephanie, because you don't want to look real bad and not being able to whoop Stephanie's ass. I'm hoping that you and Kurt win. I don't know how it's going to happen, but, you know, yeah, she's kind of bad on the mic right now. She just needs to get her skills up. Now, as far as her going after the girls when they're attacking her, Absolution came out last night and asked her to join them, and she said no. And they got mad and then tried to attack her, and she went on the rant and just started beating up the two other girls in the group and almost broke. She should have Mandy's arm. And you better be glad, girl, that Kurt was there to save you. Because if not, your arm would have been gone. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to, like, you know, doubt her wrestling, her skills, and her MMA skills. But, and, you know, she's a judo. She's a judo master. So I got mad respect for her. But I really hope they'll allow her to use some of her style in WWE and, like, some of her MMA style in the ring. So it could be, like, diverse with her moveset, you know what I mean? Like, if they give her that diverse moveset in WWE, I think she'd be a tight fit. But she got to work on her promo skills. She got.
Yeah, it. She does. What about you, Tech? What you think?
I'm asking his fans to, you know, to correlate what we're going to talk about with her being on ESPN today. We have to remember something, because I know a lot of people are really hard on her. I know we laugh and joke. We got to remember something, to be fair. If your profession is in one discipline, meaning if you're in taekwondo and you've been taekwondo champion for the past couple years, and then you go to another discipline where you judo or ninjutsu or karate or kempo karate, it takes a while to adjust. Ronda Rousey has been doing UFC for a good number of years. She's been doing it really big, very successful. And then now she's in the world of pro wrestling, which it shows you. A lot of people say, oh, pro wrestling is easy. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Now that you see Ronda Rousey in pro wrestling, where she's in bigger, you know, she's on TV, you know, she's in bigger venues, she's traveling a lot more, she has to train her body differently, and you have to know how to talk, and that's an art. Mic skills are very important, especially for WWE. It takes time. So even though we may laugh and say, gosh, Ronda, you're this bad, it's funny to us, but at the same time, got to be fair to her. I mean, she is trying, she is new. It takes a while. Yeah, case in point, the great Michael Jordan, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, basketball players of all time, one of the top 50 athletes of all time. You know, we all know about Michael Jordan, who he is, six-time NBA champion, this, that, and the other. When that man went and tried to play baseball, no. It didn't work. Same thing. It's two totally different sports, two totally different disciplines. And everybody isn't a Deion Sanders or Bo Jackson, or even we can mention Herschel Walker. You know, these people are Hall of Fame athletes that's played multiple sports. It takes a while to adjust to that. But anyway, I was saying Ronda Rousey, first of all, what the hell was that in her eyes? Was that like... is that her thing, like that red eyeshadow under her eyes? I guess that kind of adds on to her character. It kind of threw me off. So like Xenomorph, your princess stuff. And
She looked kind of like she was bleeding from her eyes for real.
Right.
I was like, what the hell is going on with that?
I also want to mention, like, we had Dan Severn on the show, and he also said, he admittedly said to us on the show that wrestling is a hard sport. He said, you would think it would be easy, but it's actually hard. He said, MMA, he could do it, but when he came to pro wrestling, that ain't no easy walk in the park. So, you know, you got to get credit for that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, everybody... you know, look at Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle was Olympic gold medalist, you know, amateur wrestling, and he adapted quickly to the world of pro wrestling. Now, Brock Lesnar did it. Dan Severn, he did it pretty well. Ken Shamrock, some people, they just can adapt well. Other people, Tank Abbott, no.
you know Steve Blackman came in from there too, right?
Right, yeah, Steve Blackman adapted pretty well. And even he talked about this, you know, the training that he had to go through. Good Lord, Kevin Green, Mongo, no, football players trying to wrestle. But I said that to say, well, Ronda is, I don't know, I look at Ronda Rousey and it's like, okay, it's good you're here, but something's missing. And this is when I believe with her, a manager comes in. You know, Brock is great in the ring. Brock is an athlete. He's intimidating. He has the look. Brock has a moneymaker look. And in the ring, he could sell. You know, he could want people to pay. If you want to pay to see him win, to pay to see him lose. But he draws money. But Brock Lesnar has Paul Heyman, which helps. We do not want to hear Brock Lesnar talk, period. We don't want to hear that.
Mm-mm.
And I think with Ronda Rousey, that's her thing. You know, she looks intimidating, but she can't talk. So this is when the art of the manager comes in, somebody that can talk for her.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I'm glad she's there. It takes time. I know she's working extremely hard for this match. I know Triple H and Stephanie Angle is going to be there to help her and, you know, definitely guide her. Because that when WrestleMania hit, she around all them people, them 70, 80,000 people, and she in the big lights, and she's in the biggest arena ever, that's a lot of nerves. I mean, it's even nervous for people that wrestles in WWE all the time, and they even get nervous. And for somebody, for this to be their first Mania under all these lights, and nothing against UFC, but, you know, UFC, you have about, you know, 15, 20,000 people, and you don't fight every day. You know, you fight every couple of months. You going to WrestleMania, that's the Super Bowl. So that's 70, 80-plus thousand people in pay-per-view and the network and that promotional area. That's a lot. So I just want her to enjoy herself, have fun, put on a good show, and don't get hurt.
Right.
Not saying she's not tough, but, you know, because she's using her body in a different way, she's training, hopefully she doesn't do anything wrong. With Ronda Rousey, half of the title that we said that we did called Rousey about being bitter behind her past. Ronda Rousey was just on ESPN First Take, which I do watch. She got interviewed by Golic, Mike Golic, who everyone heard of Mike and Mike, which is used to be one of my favorite radio ensemble cast shows with Goldman Greenman? Mike Golic and Mike Greenman. Mike Golic is a former NFL NFL player and great sportscaster. Yesterday, I believe it was yesterday or today, Mike Golic interviewed Ronda Rousey about WrestleMania and about her UFC time. Now, if anybody doesn't know, Ronda Rousey lost her last two fights in UFC. And I think she won her last one. Mike Golic, as he's a professional interviewer, as we do here, he asked her a couple of questions, and he asked Ronda Rousey. We have the clip. We'll put it up on our Twitter page. And he asked and said, hey, how do you feel? Basically alluding to her retiring, saying about her not going back into the octagon. Kind of like tongue-in-cheek. And she got offended and was like, what do you mean? I never said that. And he just kind of like awkward pause. He said, well, yeah, okay, moving on. And he asked her this, which has been viral and even made memes in her face react. He said, well, how would you do going back in time? She said, what do you mean going back in time? Going back in time in the octagon, you know, how would you do? Basically asking a question. Nothing belittling her. It's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek, a straight question, but having fun. And she got to answer, well, I don't know. I can't go back in time. What? First of all, why are you getting an attitude? Follow the question. She gets mad and bitter because people bring up her UFC career. Now, you lost the last two matches. You can't win them all. Ali, the greatest, lost to Frazier. You know, he lost to our good old friend Larry Holmes. Ali is the greatest. Mm-hmm. He lost a few matches too. Tyson lost. Foreman lost. Mayweather haven't lost yet. Hope he does, because I don't like him anyway.
Well, we know Tyson went and bit somebody's damn ear off.
Right.
Oh boy. I'm just saying, you know.
The attitude she gave, and I see if he was being demeaning, if he was trying to be vindictive, if he was trying to, you know, be a butthole. He just asked the question, like, hey, you know, how would you like to go in the past? So, you know, basically saying, you know, go back in the past and, you know, fight the octagon. You know, we have the quotes, which I read, and she got an attitude. It's like, why are you getting upset? And, you know, it's like loosen up a little bit. So, of course, he had to switch it around and talk about WrestleMania and how was she training. And she talked about, you know, she didn't have to really worry too much about her body. She didn't have to worry about conditioning her body in a certain way. But Ronda Rousey on Twitter and all over has been getting slaughtered by media and press and all over about her response.
People just need to leave people alone.
What are your thoughts on her reaction? Do you agree with her reaction? Do you think she could have loosened up? And after you just saw things.
Well, I didn't see it, so I'm going by what you're telling me. This is the first I heard of it. So, if I could have heard her voice, maybe I could have picked out if she was offended or not, or how she answered. So, I mean, I really can't give you my, you know, take on it. If I would have listened to it before I, you know, came onto the show, I could have said something. But by what you're telling me, maybe she could have loosened up a little bit, or maybe she wasn't deciphering how he was asking her the question. Am I saying that right? Or, I mean, maybe it didn't register in her mind how he was asking her the question. and she possibly took it the wrong way and got offended.
I can't go in the past. I can't go. Like, what are you talking about, Rowley? Talk about UFC.
No, like I said, this is the first I heard of it, so I didn't hear her voice, and I don't know her reaction, so I really can't, you know, get my take on it. Only by what you're telling me. And by what you're telling me.
But we got the video.
I can say that she could have loosened up. Yeah, maybe she could have loosened up a little bit. Who knows? Salt?
Wow. Well, she could have done a little better, and, like, you know, when they asked the question, she could have been, you know, a little bit like, you know how they talk before the interview, okay, we're going to talk to you about this, we're going to talk to you like that, just plan it out, you know what I mean? They say this behind the scenes before they start doing the interview, but I feel as though, like, she should have went out professionally and just did it, you know what I mean? Try to answer it. There's many questions that people answer, like, what if you could go back in time? You could change this, you could change that. Because, you know, everybody keeps talking about the NWO, the beginning of NWO. What could they change? What could they do with it, you know, differently? They talk about the Montreal Screwjob. What could they do differently? What could change and everything? It could have been, like, that kind of question. Like, what could change during that fight, you know, with her laws, both her laws? What could she change in the past that she could have did right to win them matches? You know what I mean? Because she had a full MMA career. And plus, she was in the Olympics, too, for judo, too, as well. And they could have talked about that, you know, try to get background, understand more about her deeply. But they wanted to talk about her UFC career. And she could have took it into a better way than she did because she just looked annoyed. And like, oh, I'm in WWE now. Can we talk about that? Like, but your career just started in WWE. They would have, like, slowly progressed to that last. You know what I mean? They want to go begin at the UFC with you. Then they will talk about your WWE, what your future holds for WWE. They could have went like that, but it just seemed as though she wasn't prepared for it. She didn't look prepared.
Check.
Thank you for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like I don't take sides. I'm fans of other shows, of Amy Lawrence,
too.
Who's on Late at Night, 105.7 The Fan, you know, they're great there. Rob Long, former commissioner Ed Norris here, Jeremy Cohn, who's been on our show, Scott Garceau, Bruce Cunningham, a lot of people, Pharrell. Not the singer, but Pharrell, the radio host, who has, like, a very deep, raspy voice. Fans of them. I don't agree with everything that's said, but at the end of the day, you know, as me being an interviewer professionally, don't just ask a simple question. It wasn't mean for, you know, sometimes you can't help with how your guests are going to ask. Her to get that ugly face and for the reaction way she did, it's like, come on, man. You really think nobody's going to ask about your UFC career? You can't win them all. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some.
Correct.
Yeah, true that. Very true.
Now, I'm trying to understand how did that angle just has all of a sudden this power over Rousey. First of all, like I said, I really despise, I try not to use the word hate, I really despise this how Angle's being used as the GM. But it's like this match coming up, and it's like, okay, she almost breaks her arm. Okay, I get that. UFC, blah, blah, blah. We get that. But here's the thing, too. Shout out to our brother, Ghetto Tony Slump. Kane goes against this is John Cena against Kane match on Raw last night. A lot of people are upset because Undertaker still has yet to answer the challenge to John Cena. You got Cena wrong eyes on the back of the head. He said enough. He's doing all this stuff to try to get Taker's
Man, he's
attention.
Taunting them. That's all it is. I mean, good Lord, y'all.
Now, WWE Hall of Famer, Edge, multiple times, world champion and WWE tag champion, said on his podcast with Christian, he didn't agree. He didn't like John Cena's promo last week. He wasn't a fan of it, calling Undertaker a coward.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't feel that the direction wasn't done correctly. He gets the promo, but just calling Undertaker a coward and doing certain things. It just was like a, just this was just so, as you say, Bush League. Just was something that, like, come on, guys, I couldn't come up with anything better than that. You know how y'all saying some random background noise, not sure what that is. But ever since you cleaned your thoughts on Cena trying to get a hold of Undertaker so desperately in this whole team.
I'm on the fence about that one. But you know me, if Undertaker does answer, you know who I'm going for. I always go for Undertaker at WrestleMania, so I mean, the promos that he's doing, I don't know. I really don't. So I really can't answer. I'm on the fence about that one.
And what was that? I'm so sorry because it was sagging on my end.
Oh, no, we're talking about The Undertaker and John Cena.
Oh, yeah.
About
that.
His promo.
Oh, gosh, please don't. All right, Cole sent me the picture where John Cena was doing, like, the Undertaker pose. And I was like, what are you trying to do to embrace the hate again? That was so funny. He didn't even look serious about it. He just looked like a dumb kid doing it. Like, I'm going to do this on the camera. It didn't even look serious. I was dying laughing at him. I was like, yo, Cena, are you having a midlife crisis? My gosh, I know you. Good gosh. It just seemed like he's just going through a midlife crisis. He's like, he has to face Undertaker. But, dude, you already
he's
face
not
Undertaker,
even
but...
in that A bracket yet. Salt from the midlife
God.
Crisis right now. He's not in his age bracket yet.
He's getting there. But I'm just like, dude, it's okay. Undertaker will come probably at WrestleMania, but he'll come. And probably just
I'm sure we'll hear from him next week, hopefully.
A couple weeks, yeah.
That's the only thing I can say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one it is very, very well known that men can go through midlife crisis as early as in their 30s. Captain 4K Cena is just hitting over 40. So technically he could be in midlife crisis. Or even in his career, he could just been hitting in a slump. That's why we call it the slump of Cena. He has to face Undertaker.
Uh-huh.
Cena has been doing the same thing for the past 3 years. He said the same thing against AJ Styles. Mm. I gotta face you, AJ Styles. I gotta know. Blah, blah, blah. Shut your mouth, Cena. You did it against The Rock. I gotta know. You know, my career. I just have to know if I can beat The Rock. Oh, shut your mouth. You said the same stuff every time you face somebody big. You said it against Brock. You said it against Triple H. You said it against Shawn Michaels. And that was how many years ago was that? Years ago. But I use more recent references. Maybe. He just did it not long ago with The Rock, with AJ Styles. This is John Cena. He's been the man in WWE for over 15 years. He's been the face of the company. I feel like, and I agree with what Edge was saying. I'm not against them trying to do Cena versus Undertaker. But the reasoning I don't agree with, you're John Cena. Why do you feel like you need to make your way or make a path for Mania? Come on now. Why can't you just say, look, out of all the people I fought, you mean, we've seen it happen before. Shawn Michaels did it with Hogan. You're John Cena. You don't have to come up with no four kids excuse. I have to find myself and find a path for Mania. Shut your mouth. No, you don't. What's wrong with just saying, I'm John Cena, and I just got to know if I can defeat The Undertaker at Mania? You know, I basically done accomplished everything there is, which he has. He's done everything there is to do in WWE.
True, I agree with you on that. You know I'm a John Cena fan, but, yeah, he's getting on my nerves right now.
He done won the Rumble multiple times. You know, he's top Slayer's bracket, 16-time champ, tag champ. He done held every belt. I don't think he's my IC champ, but oh well, who really cares about that? You know, it's like he done made a bit of multiple manias. Kids' Choice Awards, been in movies. You know, to the point.
Well, I think
you know,
Seth Rollins didn't come up on that one, Tech. He held every belt but the IC championship. Seth Rollins? I think Seth is getting ready to come up on that. That's the only belt he hasn't won. He's held every other belt.
Well, that and the other world title. Because now you got T World title. So, yeah, he would have to hold the. Once he holds the IC title, you're right. He would have held every belt besides the SmackDown title, the WWE title, because he said the Universal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but like you said, good point. You know, with Cena, he's one of the ones like Orton and others that held literally both titles, the world title, the WWE title. You know, same difference in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, that's just my thing of and. And like we said, me and Featherstone said on Fan Cakes and Power Slams, even said on here last week, we know next week, Taker's going to come out, he's going to take 80 years to the ring, and he's going to stare Cena in the face, he's going to do that 2-hour neck turn to the Mania sign, and then there you go. It's official. Cena versus Taker. Now, would it be a stipulation? Who knows? The match itself makes money. I agree with what Featherstone was saying. And I feel like this. We were all that Mania live. We've seen probably the greatest send off in wrestling history. Taker against Reigns. People crying, men crying, women crying. Just the whole aura was the greatest send off in WrestleMania history. But Taker leaves. It's kind of anticlimactic because, you know, Taker leaves, we all thinking, okay, Taker's retired, or is he retired, are we going to see him again? And now, he shows up on Raw 25 doing that dumb promo, we were like, what is he talking about? Digging graves, answer to the Reaper. What? And now he's going to face Cena at this Mania, kind of like, that was the point of last year ending like that, you know? He done broke kayfabe.
Right, made so many damn people cry, now here you coming back. Just leave it be.
Right.
Let him go. Let him retire. Good Lord.
So we just have to see.
With
that. So, Ting, what are your thoughts on Shinsuke Nakamura's taunts? Which I just had a fan question from Glenn. Is it me or Shinsuke Nakamura doing a lot of air quote pause taunts when he's in the ring? I know that's different from Japan, but it looks like he's doing something else.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of crazy taunts, questionable for WWE standards, but okay. It's like he's trying to speak English. It's like I can barely understand him, but at least he's trying. I got to give the guy that. He's doing a lot of weird stuff, but I hope we go back to Japan one day. But it's just so strange to look at him on WWE now. But in NXT, it was kind of cool. But now in the main roster, it just seems he's doing questionable taunts, man. I don't know.
Like I said, Nakamura, if I'm correct, I believe a few years ago, saw a team in Philly, the House of Hardcore. No, it wasn't House of Hardcore. It was Ring of Honor.
Ring on
it was,
yeah.
No, it actually was also Hulk. One of them. We
was.
Both of them. It was either World of War of the Worlds, one of them.
Wasn't
Nakamura there? Or was that Okada?
Yeah, he was.
No, I know Okada was there.
Okada and
House of Hardcore. And Nakamura. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, both of them. Yeah, both of them were there.
I'm still questioning Becky Lynch's ring gear choices. She'd have made me mad about this daggone ring gear she's wearing now. Where's her steampunk stuff? I'm not understanding.
Oh, man. Yeah, I know this.
She got this daggone fire one piece thing on. I don't know what it is. It just don't fit well with me. I still love her jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, she look odd
without
her.
I'm still used to seeing her with her shorts on, with her with the gears and stuff all on it.
Yeah, it looks. She looks naked without it.
Right.
Yeah, you correct. You correct.
Here come Tech's favorite person, Ruby Riott.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! That woman needs a mask.
Oof. Oh my gosh, she needs a mask. Without makeup, she is one. I'm sorry.
She still
without
don't look
makeup,
right with her makeup on.
I mean,
she look worse.
She look. Like
I'm sorry.
It.
She look. Yeah, she does. She look worse,
like
man. So.
Just saying.
She's not attractive.
Oh God, are we walking
she,
with Elias?
Oh,
really?
Elias.
Why is Elias on here?
Wait, Elias is actually making an appearance on SmackDown. Love or hate him, Elias is he's one of the most over characters in WWE right now.
He's one of the what?
He's over right now in WWE. You have fans dressing up as him, people wearing the shirts.
He has the alphabet on his t-shirt. Okay, this is you're absurd when you're home.
it was funny. Hannah from Atlanta, GA, a good old great other correspondent. Toph, how you feeling, man?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. How you guys doing?
Everything good on your end?
Yeah, everything's good. Everything's good.
Yeah, as long as you know, we already did our tribute and sent our condolences to Salamos to Jason. So and I did talk to him earlier today. He told us thank you. On the passing of his mom. So what you missed, Toph, we were talking about. Get your thoughts real quick. Ronda Rousey getting all defensive on ESPN. Not sure if you heard about it. Mike Golick asked her, just joking around about, saying, "Oh, you done in the octagon?" You one of the people that sent the link. What's your thoughts on Ronda Rousey getting defensive over Golick just asking her a basic question? About going back in time in the octagon, and she got all upset. What was your thoughts?
I mean, she's going to have to learn how to take the tough questions, That's kind of how it is sometimes. So pretty much Ronda gives me the vibe that we already talked about before. It seems like in a protected environment, she's cool, but in an unscripted environment, it's like, I don't know. But she's going to have to get used to being asked the tough questions, That's just kind of how it is, especially when you're transitioning from the MMA world into the sports entertainment / pro wrestling world. So, but yeah, she did get super defensive, so.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. Saltine did mention Toph about, we was all joking about the meme you sent us, Cena acting like Undertaker, basically still whining because Taker isn't accepting his challenge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this whole feud is basically like when you're on Facebook and you send someone a long message and then, you get the notification that they viewed it but they don't say anything. That's this feud in a nutshell.
Yeah. With it being 8:43
breaking news. I'm sorry, breaking news. This is for Salt.
Really?
Apparently, the crown jewel at Real Chase Owens is coming to ECWA, # Bullet Club, # Super 8. Not sure if you know who that is.
Yeah, I know who Chase Owens is. Yeah, I know who Chase Owens is.
Okay, so
he's
coming to the Indies. He's replacing somebody that couldn't compete.
That sounds good.
Well,
they're
67 Super 8 tournament, so yeah. It just popped up.
Cool.
We already know. Sodium levels gonna go up.
Yeah, Chase Owens cool. Yep.
Bullet Club.
Bullet Club.
With that, so 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time, the Bleach Report. We're gonna talk about this funny story. Tofi sent this to us yesterday about the man who in Chicago, he he got fired because he was giving out his mixtapes, putting his mixtapes inside kids' Happy Meals. And, of course, when you say a mixtape, you know this brother got it. Not to say it isn't. 9 out of 10, a mixtape, we think the brother's black. He is black. He kind of looks like a fusion between Wiz Khalifa and Wale. The picture is up. We will put the article up on Twitter. Are you mad at the brother? I mean, he's working at McDonald's. The brother doing what he got to do. He's trying to get his music out there. There's a kid locally at one of the local malls here in Baltimore. He has to be no more than eight or nine years old. And every time I go to this mall in the area, and I don't go to this mall often, even though I pass it all the time, and he's always outside giving out little mixtapes, standing on the parking lot, $5. This brother here says, shoot, I'm going to give my mixtapes to the 4 kids. They may not even get a toy, but they're going to get my mixtape. This guy's name is Tyshawn Granger. Putting his mixtape in Happy Meals, and he didn't even give these kids the toy. He gave them the mixtape. You don't even get a toy at all. Just imagine that. You were little Jimmy,
wow.
Little Johnny. What's this, mommy? Now, was it a cassette tape? I don't know. Could have been a DVD. And get this. This is what it's called. Tyshawn apparently included his rap mixtape and a Happy Meals within a plastic disc holder. On the mixtapes was printed the title of the project, Tales of a Real Nigga, was printed on the discs with a Sharpie marker.
Wow.
Just imagine
good
that.
Gosh.
Now, here's a direct quote from one of the disturbed parents. He said, I bought my son a Happy Meal, and inside came a mysterious CD. Says Sarah Platt, I, like any other parent, would have seen the CD was for children. I played the CD in my car for my son while we drove home, and Lord Jesus had mercy on Tyshawn. The mixtape was dreadful. Not only was it completely inappropriate, but it was also the weakest set of bars I've ever heard.
Oh, God.
Wait, there's more.
It is believed that
Tyshawn has been sneaking his mixtape and Happy Meals for about 2 weeks already and can be up to 300 Happy Meals. Tyshawn defended his actions by saying his mixtape was so hot, it would keep the Happy Meal warm for hours. Oddly, no parents before Platt had confronted Tyshawn or even bothered to speak to the store manager about the mixtapes. Experts believe the parents and children might have actually enjoyed the track beats included
Lord.
In the mixtape.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
Geez.
Thank you, Toph, for this.
Stop, yo.
Toph, your thoughts on Tyshawn?
Yeah, maybe he'll be on Wildin' Out soon. You know, hopefully he'll be there. Maybe he'll be on World Star. Maybe he'll be the next meme, the next Vine. You never know. You never know.
What's your thoughts, Saltine? You can't get mad at the man for trying, though.
Well, he tried. Oh my God! But he actually did the most craziest stuff I've ever seen. Just dropped the CD or tape, whatever it was, even the A track, put it in the Happy Meal and say, hey, listen to my mixtape. And that shit was, you know how they use the hot like fire? That was hot like shit. What the hell? Oh my gosh. At least he tried. I gotta give the guy credit that. My God.
Well, you need something, because them McDonald's fries, they stay hot for about 2 minutes. So maybe it's his mixtape can help out with that.
Maybe.
Ruby Rye sitting up here trying to cheat the win.
Okay. I can't with this, yo.
Think,
I can't.
Do you consider Ruby Rye as an attractive woman?
She looks like a bird.
I already talked about Ruby, man. It's not even her face. It's her teeth, dude. It's just a no-no. Any girl with bad teeth, Any girl with bad teeth, like, you know, no, it's a wrap. Unless it's a dark room,
no. Oh, crap.
Even in a dark room, no, because I can feel the teeth if I kiss you. So, no, man. From
the
back, like.
You can feel the teeth for other areas.
You know what I'm talking
about. The visual of your ugly face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
now, I'll tell you where she can get it. Like, when she has long hair, she actually looks good. And, like, from the side of her face, like, she almost looks like a mini Paige, just not as pale. But, like, the moment she opens her mouth, like, nah, man, you got that WWE money, man. Get the teeth fixed. Hey, and all the fellas out there, get your teeth fixed, too, unless you're what's-his-face. What was the dude that was on ABC? You know, he left. I don't know his name. The football guy or whatever the hell his name is.
You talking about
Strahan?
Yeah. I guess he made that famous.
Well, Strahan's teeth was injected. He just had a gap, so that's different. But when you look at
that's all it is.
Oh, here you go, fans. Google Mountain Dew mouth. Just Google that. Go on Google Images. You'll thank me later. Google Mountain Dew mouth, and you tell me how you feel on that. So,
wow.
Ilya Vutov, I do have Chris Featherstone's results. What we're going to do now for this segment, we are going to, and I got this idea talking to Tov off air, about getting ready for the show. Something Salamonster did, I saw the post that Toe put up, is a Salamonster gave his own WrestleMania lineup, basically how he would book the lineup for WrestleMania from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're going to do is ask everybody to give their own thoughts on this. On how they will book their WrestleMania from pre-show to, you know, all the way to the pre-show, you know, to the actual main show. Just give me 1 second. I'm going to tell everybody Salamonster's WrestleMania lineup. Okay, give me 1 second, guys, so I can get it up here. By the way, while doing this, this WrestleMania is going to have a lot of tag matches and triple threats. This WrestleMania is going to remind me of WrestleMania 2000. Funny enough, WrestleMania 2000 didn't have me one single match in it. Just to let you know, do apologize, fans, again for the background noise. Okay, here we go. This is Salamonster's. This is all about opinions on who he thinks how this match should be. Salamonster's WrestleMania card. He says the kickoff show will start off with the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. It could be Andre's Memorial Battle Royal or the women's. The second is the U.S. title match between Orton, Rude, and Gender Juice. And if a third one is, it will be the Raw Tag Team title match, if there is three matches on a pre-show. He said the build to the Raw title is rushed due to a horrible stage of the tag division. Braun, a singles guy, is randomly putting this because he has nothing else to do. Put a hot star on the pre-show, give more incentive to watch. He said the three matches on the pre-show, this leaves the main show with time for 8 matches. I'm not going to go through all of the reasoning, but I'm just going to give you his list. Okay, so this is Salamonster's WrestleMania card, how he think it would go and how he would do it. Shout out to the random microwave in the back. Opener will be the Cruiserweight Tournament final, Cedric Alexander, about to see Cedric Entertainer. Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali. Matt She said will be the triple threat for the SmackDown titles. Usos versus New Day versus the Bulgin Brothers. The third match will be Raw's women's title match. Alexa Bliss, African Queen's favorite, versus Nia Jax. Fourth match, the triple threat for the IC title. Champion Miz versus Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Match 5 will be Raw tag team title match. The Bar versus Braun Strowman and we don't know who. Match 6 will be the SmackDown's Women's Championship. Charlotte the Champion versus Asuka. Match 7 will be Daniel Bryan and Shane versus Kevin Owens and Zayn. 8th match will be the Universal Title match, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Now, I'm going to give you his reasoning very quickly. He says, this match is a perfect storm, but worst-case scenario, most predictable. How come any match in the card? There are other big matches on the card that are not as predictable. Lesnar, UFC buzz, and rumors of him leaving WWE, along with clearly not churn leaves a bad aftertaste. Roman not liked in front of smart crowds. Potential Mania 20 situation where fans hijack the match, not with the risk. A sacrifice must be made. Roman can have a big win in coronation, just not at the end of the show. Now, I do agree with Salamonster's reasoning for this, even though I wouldn't put this match so far low on the card. Match 9, he says AJ Styles champion against Nakamura for the WWE title match. Match 10, the mixed tag match, Triple H and Stephanie versus Angle and Rousey. And match 11, the women's battle royal. And match 12, the main event will be John Cena versus The Undertaker. Salamonster did also add, if this match only main events made it if a stipulation is added, which I heard a lot of people say, these are files like career versus career, or these must leave, that kind of thing. So, just wanted to read very quickly Salamonster's WrestleMania card and his opinion on it. Now, what I'm about to do, I'm going to read Chris Featherstone's WrestleMania lineup and his thoughts. He says, okay, I think he just did the main card. He said the IC title match opened the show. Then he will put the women's battle royal, then the cruiserweight match, then Bliss versus Nia Jax, then the, let me see, tag team title match. Not sure which one. The Raw tag team title match. No, I'm sorry, the SmackDown tag team title match. Then he will put the U.S. title match and then the triple threat. Then do the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Then do the mixed tag match with Triple H, Stephanie, Ronda, and Angle. Then do the WWE title match with Nakamura. SmackDown's women's title match and the Universal title match to close. That is his Mania card. So, just to give us enough time, I read it very quickly to give our own thoughts. Starting with you, Aphrodite Shakur Queen. And after you give your thoughts on why, then we're going to give it to Saltine. Give it to Toph, I'm sorry. Then Saltine did it, may give your WrestleMania card of how you would line up the matches. Starting with the pre-show on why. Then we could all debate about it and what our thoughts are.
Okay. As far as the pre-show, I have Cedric versus Mustafa for the Cruiserweight because nobody really cares about the Cruiserweight. I love you to death, Cedric, but yeah, that's how that's going to go. So what I did was I put down the Raw matches, SmackDown matches, and then you got the Women's Battle Royal and Andre the Giant. So with the Raw matches, we got Roman, Lesnar, Seth and Miz, Braun, whoever, versus The Bar, Nia versus Alexa Bitch, and John versus The Undertaker. Then SmackDown, we got AJ Nakamura, Charlotte, Asuka, Randy, Bobby, Ginger Juice, Daniel, Shane, KO Zane, We Hope, Usos, New Day, the Belgian Waffle Brothers, you know. So, my pre-show, like I said, was Cedric and Mustafa. My first match would be a Raw match would be for Nia and Alexa Bitch for the Raw Women's Champion.
Very quickly, fans, we do apologize. I have no idea what's going on with technical difficulties. I was told we got 90 seconds left in the show. I know for a fact I put through hours in there, and I have no idea why I say 90 seconds. But, so very quickly, who would you have main event meaning? Would it be the Universal title match, or would it be something else?
Yeah.
No, I would have Cena Taker main event.
Okay. What
that
about
would
you,
be a second main event.
I would have Cena and Taker for that.
Yeah, I agree with everybody, but I would still put Reigns and Brock. I'll put Brock and Reigns as the main event. Cena Taker would be semi, only because of the whole build up and the whole the whole name. For the casual fans, you want to put the fan, leave the fans on happy. Fans, I do apologize. Not sure what happened. The show was supposed to go 2 hours. I have no idea why I got a beep in my ear on a clipboard that said 90 seconds. Probably it's technical difficulties. We do apologize for a very short, unexpected show Under the Mat Radio tonight. Please hit us up on the Twitter page. Give us your thoughts on SmackDown. Please watch it. Give us your thoughts. We'll be back next week, Tuesday, same time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, before we go to WrestleMania. So if you want to end it off.
Did we lose?
We might have lost Toph. Go ahead,
okay,
Toph,
people. If anybody don't know, SmackDown will be returned into Baltimore, Maryland on May 8th.
Yeah.
It is
I'm sorry.
Fans, we do definitely apologize for the technical difficulty. This did happen before a couple years ago. But please stay tuned with us. We'll be back next week, 7 p.m. Eastern time, with more. And we will actually put our WrestleMania thoughts on the pages so you can see it. And we'll talk next week. Thanks, guys. Love y'all. Good night.
Good night.